Yes, it is. Why not?
What's so funny?
I just was reading some new dishes. We'll talk to Chef Louie about very interesting things to eat. Right now we have food for your mind and your soul, though, because it's time on Good Day to welcome back Dr. Jay Kumar, who is our inspirational... we have gurus for everything, right? Don't we always call this person? So he's, but literally, he's sort of a guru. He's a real guru and has his fingers on the pulse when it comes to how your mind works, how you reason. He has workshops all the time. I wish I were going to be around for the next one, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, because people have always challenged me, Jay, about yoga. As a matter of fact, I think you and I even have had a conversation about yoga. I don't really understand it. It's sort of one of those put-offish things, but
right.
Really it isn't as complicated as it sounds. I guess I wonder, how do you think it got into this plane of being hard? People think, oh, my God, yoga.
You know, I know. Thanks so much for bringing that up. And I actually want to just say one thing. The word guru, believe it or not, comes from this word from the ancient Indian language. And guru means someone who dispels ignorance and darkness.
Perfect. Then I'm a guru.
You're a guru.
I'm a guru. Yes.
Doug's a guru. Jennifer's a guru. Richie's a guru.
I'll get carried away with that on Richie's part.
Well, you know, let's give Richie some credit over here.
All right.
I think he's did a pretty good job.
Okay.
No, but really, it's this whole understanding that...
And you fooled. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we're all gurus in the making. You know, we're all gurus in disguise. I put it
yes.
That way.
That is a song. Wait a minute. I got it right now. You're a guru in disguise. You get the Elvis Presley music.
Because we're all in our own way dispelling darkness and ignorance on in the world. And yoga, so I'm so glad you brought this up, because not only you know, have I been a certified yoga instructor, I don't teach anymore, but I also teach aspects of yoga philosophy.
Give us a quick summation.
Yoga means union. The word yoga actually means union. That's the literal translation of the word yoga means union. And way, way back when the whole practice of yoga was being founded, you know, several millennia ago in ancient India, it never was this whole concept of these fancy yoga poses and, you know, pretzel, twisty
right.
poses.
Twisting around your body, yeah.
No, yoga was all about the union of your mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all what it was about.
So how is it achieved, Jay?
How it was achieved in many ways. One is to go within yourself and find those places that are not fully connected, that you're not connected to. So one way in which we do that is to be aware of our breath. Our breath is such an important...
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, how we choose to breathe really determines how we choose to live, how we choose to be, and how we choose to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to the breath and the power of our thoughts, two things of which we have great control over in our lives, and things we talked about in great detail on the show as well.
One of the things that you have to be conscious in order for this to work. You must be conscious, and it's hard for some people because breathing is like your heart beating, and it's a automatic part of the automatic nervous system. But when you become aware of it,
right. And so I've got a number of great videos on my website that you can go to, how to do deep conscious breathing, meditation. I always say I have a great joke. My dad, I think I told you about this on the show, my parents are both medical doctors. And my dad, and so I have a great respect for all forms of healing, whether it's traditional Western medicine or complementary medicine. But my dad, bless his heart, when we were growing up, had this great phrase. He said, "I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of summarizes so many of us how we see the breath. We're just not connected to it. We're just so unconscious of how we breathe. And so being conscious is really about being aware and being awake.
Well, but to that end, to be conscious about what you say, because words are things, thoughts mm-hmm. are things. So if he says, I have no room to breathe, that can have negative consequences.
Yeah. If you heard someone say, "I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe," that would indicate that person's life doesn't feel control in his life, he
mm-hmm.
or she.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sets up, and we talked about this, how the power of thought really begins to shape our neurobiology. If we begin to think that I'm so busy, I don't have time to breathe, or I don't have time to just sit and just enjoy nature or enjoy life, or just really be connected to the totality and wholeness of who I am, we just miss out on what it means to be alive, what it means to be awake. And so maybe when we come back for the remaining part of the show, I wrote on a really great piece today called The Great Global Awakening.
All right.
It really is about how we're all becoming awake, both individually and collectively, as people and as a planet.
And part of that is demonstrated by all the use of the social media, because that is part of the awakening. Twitter and Facebook is a tool, and you wonder if it isn't time, it's time has come, in a sense, to address what you are focused on. We're talking about spiritual health. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. Check out his website, drjkumar.com. Continuing in an important way with a focus now on your face. If you are a gentleman or a woman, a lady, what with the comparable, if it's a woman, then it's a man. Lady, gentlemen.
Ladies and
right?
gentlemen.
Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, if you are over 35 and you have deep wrinkles, maybe you just have fine lines on your face and you would like to correct that situation, please listen up to this info from beauty expert David Pollack, who's created products for some of the really big companies that have beauty and skincare as their routine. The new product, which I introduced here on this program, I guess a couple of months ago, Fountain of Youth. This uses clinically proven technology that will increase your skin hydration by 90%, reducing wrinkles and making your face look and feel smoother. You ready for that? Wait a minute. Before you say yes, here's another tidbit. The folks at the Organic Attitude Company have decided to offer you your first bottle of Fountain of Youth free. You'll pay for it to be shipped to you. That's it. Try this miracle anti-aging serum by going online, visit this website, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll put your address in. They'll send you this bottle free. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody. Again, you'll pay a couple of bucks for shipping and handling, but you don't have to engage. You're not going to be sold by any salesman. It's just yes or no. I want a free bottle to make my face feel and look younger. Organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY for your free bottle of the Fountain of Youth Serum.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you crabs, sand or snow?
Snow
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergency, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency, feel the good.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Looks like about 17 after the hour. We have Dr. Jay Kumar with us every week at this time to talk about things that are of interest and importance that aren't talked about much on the radio, sadly. But this is sort of the fabric and fiber of life stuff. Yoga, breathing, thinking, and doing, acting, if you will. So you had a point that you were making. You're actually, for somebody who's a novice, you're pretty good at this. You say, okay, in just a moment, we're going to talk about this.
I know, he's got it, doesn't he?
Right, he does.
I got a time, you know, exactly.
Right.
But
yeah.
One thing I was talking about before the break is that we're all becoming awake. Awakening, we're seeing massive global awakenings, personal planetary awakening. And Doug, you mentioned this earlier before the break. Mm. The internet, Facebook, Twitter, all this is allowing us as humanity, as a collective, become more awake. Do you guys remember? There's a movie back in the 80s. It was a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks film called Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I
remember Sleepless in Seattle. It was a Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks
that one
movie.
I think this came out before that.
Yeah.
And there's a really great quote from that I'd love to share with you. It's one of my favorite quotes of all times. And the line goes in the movie, almost the whole world is asleep. Everyone you know, everyone you see, everyone you talk to, only a few of us are awake, and we live in total and constant amazement.
Yeah. Amazement is a great word, isn't it?
Yes.
Amazing, amazement.
Amazing, you know, just to be amazed at the beauty and the diversity and just the fullness and richness of life. And that really is what I'm trying to, you know, have our listeners and people I come across to my workshops or my students, my university courses, is to become just amazed and awake at the beauty and the immensity and just the richness of what life has to offer. And I think the whole awakening which is happening on the planet is people are becoming they're awakening from this deep sleep. They're seeing life as this beautiful, amazing opportunity for abundance, prosperity, empowerment. All the old paradigms that we've been so used to, say control, fear, domination, manipulation, all of that is finally beginning to erode.
You know, here's something, I just thought of this with what you were saying. All these people that are protesting the greed of those who have the money and the differences between the haves and the have-nots and the middle class going away, it's the poor class, the rich class, they don't understand the principle that you're talking about. That is the principle of abundance that is available. There's no limit. There is no limit to the riches and resources that are available. It's up to you to create your own riches and resources. And you can say, well, I'm being knocked down by the man, or they keep it off. Mm-hmm. But you can work on your own like I do. I talk about the man all the time. I resent the fact that there are a lot of big businesses that are influencing big government to put me in my little farm or my little radio business out of business. But you can keep fighting it, or you keep working at it, and then you prevail. But giving up doesn't fix the problem, doesn't fix it at all. All right, Jay.
Right.
Back with Jay in a few moments here. It's the 21 After on the Good Day program.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800
1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
News today. This is from what album, Ricky?
Frampton Comes Alive, the biggest selling album of the 70s. It changed rock and roll forever.
Rock and roll is here to say it'll never die. Frampton lost one of his favorite guitars in the 70s. The cargo plane carrying his equipment crashed. So a couple of his really devout fans did some looking, were able to track it down, and they have returned it this past week to Peter Frampton.
Wow.
The guitar survived the plane crash, and apparently it was some collector had it. I don't know that they know what they had, probably, the collectors. At any rate, that story at DougStefan.com about Peter Frampton and one of his guitar. How many different guitars do you suppose these guys have? Half a dozen?
Yeah,
more?
More than that. I mean, some of them, you look at a Brian Setzer, he collects them. He's got 100. And I go see Warren Haynes on the side of the stage. He's got 12, 13. Frampton I saw earlier this year, and I saw him playing 4 or 5 different guitars, but he's probably got 10 or 11 sitting on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's still touring, and I'm going to go see him again next
Frampton?
Month. The best concert I saw all year.
Really?
He's basically... Frampton Comes Alive, as I said, it changed rock and roll because it sold 6 million records in 1976 or 7, which to that point was just ridiculous. Nobody had ever done it before, and who was this Peter Frampton guy? And then that's the point in time when everybody started writing hits over writing music,
right?
Because they wanted to be able to sell 6 million records too.
Wow.
And it's but it's a great concert because he just does the whole album from start to finish, note for note. Right. And it's a lot of fun. Very cool.
All right, so interested in some fun? There's some, you find an old CD or a new CD, you probably download some of that music as well. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Here's our 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Introduced in 1950, tell us what the first credit card... And by the way, this credit card...
Oh, I know.
Let me guess. I've torn this credit card up before.
I have. In fact.
So then it's not the Diners Club.
It was that thing.
Yeah.
You blew it.
You guys stop it. I'm really serious. Stop it. When I ask these questions, stop it.
I thought that was the only credit card you had.
I cut it out because I had a fight with him a couple of months ago.
No, I really wasn't trying to blow it.
Well, but just, you know,
I knew it was the Diners Club, but I knew he'd also torn it up.
I'm so glad it's not me this time, Jen.
Oh, I really am sorry. I thought that was the only one you had, honestly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see what I have to put up with?
You're the only one I know with the Diners Club. That wasn't it.
Usually when she does that, it's intentional, or any one of us. But that one, was truly an accident.
It was truly an accident, I swear.
But it's funny still.
According to whom?
Do you want me to sit in the corner?
Put on the dunce cap.
Dunce cap, right.
So tell us the story. The Diners Club came out on this date in 1951.
Right, that's the story. The Diners Club card came out first.
There were no other credit cards before.
No, there were not.
That was the first one?
Yes, it was.
Now, in Colombia, when I go down with my wife and they have credit cards, you have to tell them when you make a purchase. And this is interesting. I'm wondering what
these are the only ones that work down. Most around the world now.
They have bank cards down there, Banco Colombia and all this stuff. But you have to say 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You don't just put it on your card and let it sit forever and just pay the interest. Huh. You have to say, I'm going to pay it off. And you tell them at the point of purchase, 90 days.
I love the names for banks, especially in South America. Banco Popular. I always love it. Whenever I saw that when I was down in the Caribbean, or the Banco Popular.
Banco Popular.
It is a big one. Yeah, exactly. Popular for what reason? Maybe they pay the most interest. A whopping, what is the big interest now? 2%?
You know you get your money.
If you're lucky.
That's why it's popular.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You get it back. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Today was a good day. Oh, today was a good, good day. Stay having a fun time with a super bowl of real sunshine. Today was a good day. Oh, today was a good, good day.
Now 33 after the hour, as we continue along the road to peace and happiness and intelligence. And I like John Tesh's radio program. He refers to it as intelligence for your life, intelligence at home, intelligence here and there. And that's what I would like to think this program is about. It's not always. We have our moments when it doesn't sound like this.
We strive for intelligence.
Intelligence. We sometimes have a flat tire on that road.
Sure.
Or run out of gas or whatever it is. But then we're saved by people like Dr. J.Q. Maher, who is here back. Our focus here has been on the principles. I mean, it's the same discussion, but with a different angle all the time. But the principle is the same here. Think, act, have integrity. And some of this stuff has to do with just your physical being, your breathing, which leads to deeper thinking. And we were talking about abundance and how this, a lot of the anger, we were kind of coordinating a little bit here, two or three different things. The world is changing. There's lots of energy aimed at change, which is good. The communication that brings that about is the new social structure, social media. And then there are some things, Jay, that they're just... As we understand it, you and me, and I think a lot of people who are listening, get the idea of abundance. There's plenty for everybody. It isn't right. Like one person gets it and keeps somebody else from doing it. You have the ability to do the same thing. Look at all these people who have started. Steve Jobs may be an example. I'm thinking about even the garage bands that start in the Northwest. You can take any field and find people that started something and stuck with it, loved it, worked at it, and it became a way for them to become abundant.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about earlier is like everyone needs to understand that they have the power to create and to manifest their abundance. And that's the awakening happening right now on the planet. There is so much, you know, you said the word change. I actually like the word transformation or the word awakening, which is also the same thing about change, but change for the better, change for something real more empowering. And this whole idea is that we as a collective whole, the planet, humanity, is awakening to a whole new worldview of what it means to be a human.
Uh-huh.
The old paradigms of domination, control, fear, manipulation, I believe are giving way to abundance, prosperity, equality, empowerment, integrity, wholeness,
but
and all
that. But people
will
say, Jay, it doesn't seem that way, doesn't look that way, doesn't feel that way.
So here's the thing. You have to shift your attitude. Again, once you become awake and see what reality, what's really happening here, this is, if you do you choose to live in a fear space or do you choose to live in a place of trust and prosperity and abundance? And I like to say, this is a great phrase, the shift is about to hit the fan big time. And it depends.
Remember that, Richie. Write that down. The shift is hitting the fan.
And big time.
Yeah.
And depending what side of the fan you're standing on, that's going to determine how easily you come out of this, how cleanly you come out of this, I should say. You know, do you want to stand on the side of the fan that's in fear, manipulation, anger, hostility, hatred, violence? Or do you want to be on the side of the fan when the shift hits, which is trust, clarity, affirmation, intention, abundance, prosperity, awakening, amazement, joy, all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of the side that I want to be on, that I want all of you to be on as well.
I'm certainly happy to be. I've been on the wrong side of the shift.
I have two words for you, Dudley.
And the long
after listening to Jay talk about this awakening.
That's the other side of the fan.
Right, it is. Yes, Rich, and those two words are?
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You embrace, what you just described.
Yeah, do you embrace the movies that were built around that theory of the Matrix?
Oh, yeah. You know, we can talk about it maybe the next show or something. Yeah. I'm teaching a course right now on neuroscience, quantum physics, and consciousness, looking to see how
right up your alley, Rich.
Theories in quantum physics and science are really revolutionizing how we view the world and how we see things. And I can just talk days about this. So I would love to do that maybe on the next couple
of shows. We'll save that for our next visit. Thank you, Jay. Dr. Jay Kumar.com. Up next on Good Day, Tara Kristen Lipinski. You know her for lots of different reasons. She is a very important Olympian, and we meet her in a moment here on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajamas? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The next Deaf and Good Day program, there are opportunities that we all have to meet people that we all know. We think we know, anyway. And such is the case, I think, for most people who remember Tara Kristen Lipinski as an American figure skater. She was 15. 15, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. When
incredible.
She won,
I know,
the ladies' singles Olympic gold medal figure skating at the 1998 Winter Olympics. So we can do a little math, Richie, and figure out how old she is today. She is the youngest individual gold medalist in the history of the Olympics, the Winter Games. She's also the 1997 world champion, two-time champion series finale, finalist 97-98, U.S. champion. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
She rocks is what you're trying to say.
Apparently, she is very good when it comes to... that has Tara, it's got to say something about your legs, doesn't it?
I don't know.
What?
I guess they're strong.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Are you still strong? Do you still get out on the ice a whole lot?
I do, actually, now more than I have in the past few years, and it's been nice. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been doing it my whole life. I don't really know anything else.
You don't think about it. It just happens.
Well, so did you have to do exercise? Just the fact that you are skating as much as you do, that allows your legs to be strong enough to do it, or do you have to do things that will keep your legs stronger so you won't have to worry about being tired when you're skating?
Well, when I was training, I just skated. Mm-hmm. I did, like, ballet and a few off-ice things, but no weight training or anything like that. So nowadays I work out here and there, but skating's the best exercise.
So tell everybody what you've been doing or what the rest of your life is about. We all know you as a skater. We all know you as an attractive, warm human being. But what else do we want to know or ought to know about you?
I don't know. I mean, recently I have, I toured for many years, and then I moved out to L.A., and I have a place on the East Coast, but I just really wanted to figure out something else that I was passionate about that still involves skating, and I started commentating. I got into broadcasting about 2 years ago, and that's just been really exciting and changed a lot of things for me and opened new doors, and so I've been commentating with NBC on figure skating and hosting some shows and getting on the ice here and there. I'll be on the Today Show this this December, which will be fun. I'm choreographing a number with Travis Wall, which is one of the choreographers, So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh.
So I'm kind of excited about that just because it'll be a new concept and new ideas and movement.
All right, so we've had Dancing with the Stars. I'm not being facetious, but when are we going to get Skating with the Stars?
They already did.
Really?
Yeah,
I missed that.
Last year.
When, was it any good? I don't even remember seeing that.
It was on last year.
Say again, Jennifer?
Rebecca Budig from All My Children won, I think, the final.
Yeah,
really? Yeah, it was on the beginning of the year.
I don't think it did extremely well, but it did okay.
Uh-huh. So what else? Okay, so you look around, you see all these cable channels, you see all these programs that are, you wonder, how in the world did somebody come up with that idea? So there's got to be a new twist. You have to be working on some new twist of skating on television.
I mean, there's always ideas flying around, and you have the traditional shows, which is what's coming on this weekend, which is really exciting. It's called Fashion on Ice, and it's on NBC. I didn't skate in it, but I co-hosted it with Carolina Korkova, a supermodel who is like a foot and a half taller than me, which is interesting. But it's just a great idea, and I think what skating needs is just fresh and young concepts, and they combined fashion with skating, and they had designers Betsy Johnson and Jay Mendel outfit all those skaters, and then we had Aretha Franklin sing, and it was just a really fun event.
Yeah, you put Aretha Franklin on skates, though, right?
No,
that's a whole different show.
Oh, okay.
Now, Tara, is the fashion skate fashion, or is it regular runway fashion on ice?
Well, what they did is they have, it's like a regular format of a skating show. So you have all, you know, world and national champions, and they're doing numbers. But the designers, they honored Betsy Johnson for the first half, and then they did that for Jay Mendel in the second, and the two designers designed all the outfits for the skaters. So it was
fun.
Just really a unique look and exciting, and you learned about Betsy and Jay, and it was just a cool show.
Yeah,
because all the sports, you guys get the best outfits. Absolutely. You get sequins and pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So, end of the circumstances, the interest from the audience's point of view. I'm always
What?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why I was going to bring up. It's shocking that this many people, I wouldn't have thought you'd be able to make a successful dance show. And you look at the people who are interested in skating, especially in the Olympics.
How irrelevant you and I are. Doug.
Thank you, Rich.
We're totally irrelevant when it comes to TV.
Yeah, apparently we are. Not only TV, but in general. I mean, look at the interest, what I was saying. I remember, I don't know if it was Costas who was talking about this, but I heard somebody talking sort of off the cuff about the attendance at these skating events, and then the attention paid to the broadcasts in terms of volume of viewers. It is something. Why do you think that is, Tara? What is there that gets people so excited about seeing people skating?
I don't know. I think especially during the Olympics that happens. I'm not sure. I don't know. I love skating, so I think it's fantastic. I don't know. I think it's a great mix of things. You have the competition, and you have athletes that have trained their whole life and are very competitive, and then you have that mix with, you know, artistry, so it looks like a show or a ballet, and it's so it's athletic and beautiful at the same time, maybe. I don't know.
How hard is the work? How hard is it? I remember skating as a kid on ponds on my farm, and my ankles would always hurt. Maybe that's because they didn't have enough socks on, or the skates weren't tight enough, or whatever it is. But anyway, I see these people who you have to spend hours.
Tara, who's the guy? There's a guy skater, and I heard him on the news the other day. He just did a quadruple
Lutz. Yeah, which everyone is there. You know, especially the men, they're pushing the envelope and quads and, you know, all crazy triple combinations, and it's pretty exciting to watch the men's event. Quad Lutz.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's got to be hell on your, if you're a chiropractor, you probably get plenty of business from people who are skaters. It's got to, doing all that, it's got to be tough on your legs, your knees, your ankles, your back, your neck.
I'm sorry to take you to this place, but I know Doug is going to enjoy this part of the conversation because he's a freak about...
Watch out.
Yeah, he's a freak about head injuries.
Okay.
And he always jumps on football because of the concussions and whatnot. Now, I know you probably had to have fallen and taken a couple of good hits to the head, and ice skating, that's a tough, tough surface that you're on. And what's the danger there? And when you get to this level, over the course of your career, having your head hit that ice?
Well, as a single skater, I don't skate pairs, so the chances of me hitting my head are a little less than that, but definitely when I was younger and I was learning new jumps, I hit the ice pretty hard a few times, but nothing too serious. It's when I was little, I used to watch the pair skaters, you know, where the guys throw these girls over their heads.
And, yeah.
Oh, man, there was accidents all the time, and the ambulance was always at the rink, and it was very scary. That's why I never did that, ever.
See, I can't imagine figure skating really donning helmets. I don't think that would work.
Takes away from the glamour.
I don't know if that would work. I mean, some girls wear, I mean, if they've had head injuries before, they'll wear them in practice. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you are every bit of what people think you are in terms of being focused and being someone who's a great representative of the sport. And so this NBC show is on this Sunday, and it's all a choreographed group of routines with people in original design costumes, right? That's really what this is. It's the 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that Eastern time?
Yes.
4 until 6, so it's a two-hour deal.
Yeah, my wife will be planted in front of the television, I'm sure, for that.
I might be with her.
Yeah. All right, so if you want some more information about this, connect to DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating, DissOnSkating.com, and you'll be able to put the pieces together. If you're a skating fan, you'll love this show. Very nice to have met you, Tara. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Yep, take good care. You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Republican presidential candidate field has been reduced by one. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We go back to August of 2011. Last summer, something called the Ames Straw Poll held in Ames, Iowa, a very early indicator of voter sentiment for the Republican presidential hopefuls. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann won that Ames Straw Poll, but months later, at this past Tuesday's Iowa caucuses, Bachmann finished a distant sixth, and that led to this announcement in West Des Moines, Iowa, yesterday.
The people of Iowa spoke with a very clear voice, and so I have decided to stand aside.
Congresswoman Bachmann suspending her campaign. Political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Bachmann not only made the right decision, but the only decision she could make, considering what she's facing back in her own district.
She needs to mend some fences back in Minnesota. They've got a tough redistricting process going on. She actually has to protect her own congressional district.
Not to mention the fact Congresswoman Bachmann spent the last few months telling Iowans that she was born and raised in Iowa, which she was, hardly ever mentioning the state of Minnesota. Elsewhere on the campaign trail, well, it's a trail that now leads to New Hampshire, site of the next step in the process, the New Hampshire primary, set for next Tuesday. Rick Santorum, who finished second in Iowa to Mitt Romney by just 8 votes, is expecting a surge in support in New Hampshire. As for Romney, the former governor of neighboring state Massachusetts, he continues to lead in the latest polls in New Hampshire. But what about John Huntsman, who ignored Iowa and focused much of his attention on New Hampshire in recent months? The former Utah governor offered this take on the results in the Iowa caucuses, in which Mitt Romney won with 25% of the votes cast.
75% of those who voted basically rejected the establishment's favorite, Mitt Romney, which suggests to me that there's a lot of open space in this election.
And there's still a long way to go. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country. Brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont. America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains. Resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Some western mountains have been certainly piling in the snow in the last week, like in Wyoming, where Grand Targhee has picked up over 2 feet in the last week. They ride all 74 runs from Five Lifts, Jackson Hole in Wyoming. They picked up about 2 feet in the last week themselves. They have 2,000 acres riding strong with softer patch powder snow and over 100 runs. On to Colorado, where Wolf Creek has been at full operation for a very long time. They continue to do that with over 40 miles of skiing. They have a telemark clinic coming up on Sunday. Learn your best about telemark skiing.
this week at Wolf Creek. Telluride in Colorado, Rada got about 75 runs. Now to Winter Park, they picked up a little new snow in the last week. They have over 60 trails. To the eastern mountains, the colder overnight temperatures still allowing for snowmaking. Big Boulder in the Poconos with about a dozen runs. They ride into the nighttime. Hunter in the Catskills with over 30 trails. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, not a whole lot of movement for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 21 points, closing at 12,418. S&P up a quarter of a point. NASDAQ lost a third of a point. We have a look at the latest auto industry numbers. Not bad. Chrysler notching a 37% sales increase in December, while Ford was up 10%, GM up about 5% for the month. Sales for 2011 overall expected to be 10% higher than they were in 2010. A team of UFO researchers heading to Ohio to investigate an alleged sighting. Yes, the Mutual UFO Network looking into claims of an unexplained glowing object that crashed into a wooded area near Mansfield, Ohio, back in November. A search of the area turned up nothing. Authorities suspect it was a meteor that created the fireball, but the UFO group says it's intrigued enough to investigate. Closing notes. Let's start with the movie industry. Here's a movie fanfare for you. Ah, yes, I can smell that $40 bucket of popcorn from here. 2011 proved to be a poor year financially for Hollywood. Box office receipts down 3% from 2010, and multiplex attendance dropping about 4%. You can blame a lot of bad movies for that. Finally, something to look forward to. Tax deadline day. It'll be here before you know it, April 15th. But before you go running to the closet to look for your shoebox full of receipts...
Wait!
Close the door! Close it! You don't have to go looking yet. Come on. I was saying we do have plenty of time to start worrying about that tax deadline date. In fact, April 15th falls on a Sunday this year, and the next day, April 16th, is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., and considered a holiday. So, the tax deadline has been pushed to April 17th this year. You see? No need to open that door at all.
No!
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution Rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.